Joining us in the studio is business leader and guru Hixonia Nyasulu for Boardroom 101. Hixonia has served on multiple global boards. She is the perfect person to give you business advice. And this morning we've got her back to discuss accessing non-executive board positions. A question I have waited 20 episodes to ask Hixonia. Good morning, Hixonia.
Morning, Darren.
So, Hixonia, how would a person go about becoming a non-executive board member? Surely accessing those positions would be of benefit, but they must be difficult to obtain.
They are, but let me start off by explaining the difference, because often what I'm asked first is, what is a non-executive director?
Okay.
There are two types of directors on a board.
Mm-hmm.
There's an executive director, and this is the person who earns a salary from the company, okay, is employed by the company.
Okay.
A non-executive director is essentially elected by the shareholders. So this is a person that the shareholders trust to keep the executive directors or management honest, to keep them on the track, so to speak,
mm-hmm,
to make sure that they have a strategy in place, that it is being executed in the right manner.
Or somebody without skin in the game. Somebody doesn't have a vested interest.
Exactly, because they're not earning a salary from this. But the importance also is a non-executive director is there to look after the interests of even minority shareholders who may not have a voice around the table. So that's a difference between an executive director and a non-executive director. Now, there is no doubt that being selected or elected as a non-executive director of a board that you are not an employee of, a company, that is a feather in your cap.
Sure.
Because what the shareholders and the board of that company are recognizing is, here's a person who can bring new learnings onto the board, who can bring experiences that this company doesn't have. So I would encourage people to really start small, but there are also other opportunities. Join the Institute of Directors, because it also has opportunities on their website for people who want to join boards, but you have to be a member to have access to those opportunities. Speak to your contacts and say, you know, the next time somebody's looking for a non-executive director, would you throw my name, you know, my hat in the ring? And they have to know you well, because it's their reputation. And I often, again, get people who've only met me once and say, would you recommend me? Why would I do that? Because it's my reputation.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what do I know about you that I would think you were suitable for a board? So choose people who've worked with you, who know you well, who have managed to get on those boards, and say, if you ever hear that a board is looking for a non-executive director, and boards don't just fill vacancies. It's not a case of one person has retired and we're looking. When we have a vacancy, we go around the table and say, how can we use this vacancy to strengthen the board skills? So, you know, we might have had an accountant leave, but we look around the table and we've got two chartered accountants. Why would we fill it with another accountant? Maybe the board, the company has now moved into an arena, telecoms, and we now need a telecoms expert. So we are going to use that vacancy for a telecoms expert. But start small. NGOs, private companies, and then work your way up, because the bigger companies will say, what experience have they got as a non-executive director? If you've at least worked with a smaller private company, then you have the experience.
And now's a good time if you're trying to get in on a board. We've got lots of vacancies with SAA and SABC, and, you know, throw your name in the hat now. Everyone's jumping ship.
But make sure you know who else will be on that board. That's my advice. Yeah.
There's a hell of a lot of fascinating topics that we've covered in Boardroom 101 with business guru Hixonia Nyasulu. If you missed any of them, they're all available on podcast, ecr.co.za. Click on East Coast Breakfast. And if you want more on today's topic, which is accessing non-executive board positions, just head on over to htothepowerofyou.com. Make sure you tune in every Monday morning just after 10 to 7 for Boardroom 101. Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.